Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, Sales Success Coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to visualize solutions and create action plans that solve problems so that business owners can create businesses they fall in love with again. So I am super excited to introduce Jen Koch. Now, Jen spent 22 years running her own successful brick and mortar business, event business, and online businesses before selling her profitable businesses in 2018. Now, today, she uses her extensive expertise to help brick and mortar business owners improve their day-to-day operations and create new opportunities for growth so they can run a more streamlined, profitable business and enjoy it as well. Now, Jen's passionate about helping business owners create a strong and stable brick and mortar business that can handle any unplanned circumstance and provide profitable opportunities for years to come. In her own business, Jen mastered the art of developing products, creating and improving systems, growing a team, becoming a pillar in her community, maximizing opportunities for profits, and pivoting her business long before pivot was a trendy buzzword. Now, her success made it possible to run her business while also living an active, faith-filled lifestyle and enjoying time with family, friends, golden retrievers, and plenty of good books and wine. Well, welcome, Jen. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Oh, thank you, Wendy. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I really enjoy your podcast, and I'm just honored to be here today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just love how you're helping business owners really take their businesses to that next level of success while making it more fun for them to be in business as well, which is super important, right? So I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you know, it's like we start a business because we have a passion. So sometimes we lose that along the way, and I just want to help them find it again.
Yeah, it is so important. Otherwise, it just becomes a ball and chain, you know, especially in those brick and mortar businesses where they're dealing with products, inventory, employees. There's a lot of moving parts. So, well, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own business coaching practice?
You know, the coaching practice kind of came after I started and had all that experience building my own businesses. You know, when I go back 22 years to when I started my first business, my inspiration was my family. You know, I was working in corporate life, which a lot of people do. We get out of college and we start a corporate job. And just over time, it became so hard to manage family. And my husband was traveling, and we were just in this rat race. And, you know, even though owning a business is hard work, I wanted something that would meet my family's demand, give me a little more flexibility, you know, so I can leave work at 3 o'clock and go catch my son's basketball game if I need to.
Right.
So I would say initially that was my inspiration. And then when I started my coaching business, the inspiration was just helping others, taking that expertise and helping others enjoy what I was able to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, that makes perfect sense, because you obviously gained a lot of skills along the way, the 22 years of owning your own businesses, and then just be able to help so many businesses reach their levels of success is really, it sounds like it's really gratifying to be able to do that and to step in and kind of clear the fog, right? And help them take their blinders off to where what is possible for them. So yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And And when I was bringing you into the show, I know I mentioned 2018, I think is when you started this version of your business, right? Is when you became a business coach. Is that correct?
Kind of. So I sold my last business in the fall of 2018.
Okay.
And I was going to try this thing called semi-retirement, which, you know, for us active entrepreneurs.
Yeah, by your words, you tried it.
Yes. And actually, I thought, oh, I'll just take some time off and figure out what my encore career is going to be. Mm-hmm. And really what launched me into becoming a coach was when COVID happened.
Ah, okay. So the pandemic was a real tipping point to starting this business. Interesting. So that, if memory serves me right, was around March, February, March of 2020. So now, obviously, with all your expertise and business coaching, I would stand to think that, you know, your vision is still the same as what you started with. Is that true, or has it evolved a bit since you first started with this idea to become a business coach?
No, I would say it is, because the reason I jumped in March 2020 is I was watching what was happening to our small businesses, and especially brick and mortars, because I ran a brick and mortar for 20 years. Mm-hmm. And I truly believe brick and mortars are the heart of our communities. You know, they're the people that hire your kids. They're the ones that march in the 4th of July parade, you know, right?
Yep.
And so I was sitting there just kind of watching what was unfolding, and it took me back to what I went through in 2008 during a recession. Mm. You know, I owned a brick and mortar bakery.
Okay.
And in 2008, when the recession happened, I was sitting there with a 5-year lease, like most brick and mortars are sitting with, a handful of employees, and I was watching my business start to dry up a little bit. Right. So that's why I say I pivoted in 2008 before it became the 2020 buzzword. Mm. I ended up creating a whole new product line, adding a new brand kind of under the main umbrella of my bakery. And because of that, my business tripled for the next 10 years. Wow. I can honestly say that the best thing that ever happened to my business was the 2008 recession.
Wow. That's great. Yeah. I love that. And obviously that speaks to your, you know, what I call your zone of genius in terms of just being able to quickly assess. It's almost like you have an X-ray vision around being able to assess, how can we solve this? How can we create a new vision and put together the action plan to get this done? So obviously that is something that you were able to apply for yourself.
Right, it was. And so in 2020, when I was watching what was happening with the businesses, I thought, I can offer hope. I can offer clarity. I can give them a step-by-step. I can meet them where they're at, and let's move forward from this so we don't have to keep saying 2020 was a disaster. Let's make it your best year of your business too. Mm-hmm. So that was my hope and my kind of plan for getting into business as a coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. And obviously it not only sounds like it fueled you, it really inspired you to take this expertise and knowledge out to others, but it really was like, oh my gosh, I am so happy that you showed up in my life, because now my business is able to survive. So yeah, that's fantastic. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building this new version of your business, or maybe even, you know, some of the others, you know, the brick and mortars? Have there been any big challenges that you've been tested with those skills of problem solving?
You know, I would say, you know, I used to laugh about being an entrepreneur. You're not a CEO, you're a CPO, chief problem officer. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like every day you would run into something, whether it was employee issues, supplier issues, you know, customer relations. And so really learning how to kind of think through those on the fly, mm-hmm, became a challenge, and something that you had to really just learn how to trust your instincts and not doubt yourself. And so those were probably the roadblocks that I felt personally along the way. And then of course the biggest roadblock had to have been 2008 recession. That was the biggest thing my business ever encountered.
Right. Yeah.
Which thankfully I was able to, you know, transition and grow from there. But, you know, I would say on a daily basis, as entrepreneurs, we love what we do, but we are in a position where we have to solve a lot of problems, and you just have to learn how to really get some confidence and trust yourself, mm-hmm, along the way with making those decisions.
Right. Yeah, that is really an important thing to be able to have that confidence, because that is something that, you know, let's face it, when you start out building a business, that might be uncharted territory, you know, new things are coming up. It's like, oh my gosh, how do I handle this? So can you share maybe a technique that you use to be able to gain more confidence so that you can, you know, just step into that strength and make those decisions?
You know, I'm very strategic, which is what I bring to my clients. And, you know, I always joke about entrepreneurs, we can have that squirrel-like syndrome, right? Where we get excited about the next thing and we can chase the next thing. So when I'm faced with either a problem or a decision, or I'm trying to add something to my business, a service, I really like to try to take the emotion out of it. I like to let the numbers kind of dictate your decision, because that's going to give you the confidence. So if you can step back and really kind of prioritize and look at it from a strategic approach of, you know, what is happening? If I do this, what's that, you know, what's the result of that? What's that going to cost me? And just kind of go through that more in a process. I feel like that will help you feel more confident with your decision and give you kind of a roadmap of where to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense, instead of operating from a place of fear and panic, to just really get grounded into, all right, well, let's look at the facts.
Right.
Then let's get excited about what the facts show us.
So, exactly. And, yeah, you know, try to be proactive and not always reactive, which I know, you know, we're humans. And of course, we're going to make decisions on the fly. But if you can, you know, try to just take a breath in between some of those big ones, I feel like that process really helps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. It makes perfect sense. It does. In the heat of the moment, it's always best to just be grounded. So, and obviously, Jen, you are an expert at helping business owners get grounded and help them solve their challenges and overcome roadblocks, or, you know, really streamline their businesses. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like I'd be crazy to say I had all this figured out. You know, I think for me, the biggest challenge I have is I went from selling a product to all of a sudden selling a service, and that service is me, right?
Right.
And so that has really been very challenging for me, not only to figure out a price point, you know, to put on myself, mm-hmm. but also just how to lead that conversation, how to have that conversation with people. You know, I'm still working through it. And it's, you know, for me, I feel like just taking some self-reflection, kind of knowing that I can walk the talk has helped.
Right.
But I feel like that's been the biggest challenge, because before I was selling baked goods. That's pretty easy sale, Wendy. Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, that looks yummy. I'll have one. Or maybe I'll have a box of them. Right. Exactly. Yeah. It is much different when you're presenting you as being the, you know, the product, if you will, but it's not you so much as it is the outcomes of the work that you do that they will be gaining. So, well, within that, are there any specific areas that seem to, you know, create a little bit of a speed bump for you?
You know, I would say initiating the sales process. So for instance, when I'm meeting with somebody and we are talking about their business, I love hearing their journey. I love hearing their story. You know, I'm always focused on them and I just want to help people. Mm-hmm. And I have a hard time transitioning that conversation into, okay, here are my services. Here's what I can offer. And here's, you know, here's what I charge. So I think that's been probably my biggest hiccup through the process.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, I can really hear what you're saying there. And you're definitely not alone in feeling that area of, you know, being something that is like, ooh, this is where I feel that, you know, awkwardness, or it just doesn't quite have that flow. So, well, I'd love to provide you with a little bit of insight around that if you'd like.
I would love it.
All right. Well, this is interesting to me because, you know, when you were talking about, okay, I'm going from this mentality of having a bakery shop, having, you know, with all this yumminess that people go in and they just like, it's like eye candy, literally. It's because I've been in shops probably just like yours. And it's just like this, ooh, yumminess. And there is kind of like this mentality of, okay, here's the menu, choose an item and let me ring that up for you. And so what I'm hearing as you talk about your process is that that's almost how you're approaching this from that same mindset in terms of, okay, let's get into the yumminess of okay, it's not so much yumminess in terms of they're talking about their frustrations and, you know, challenges, these business owners and what's going on that they're, you know, struggling with. And so it's not necessarily yumminess. It's like the awfulness, but in your mind, you're listening. And then your natural tendency is to just like, okay, here's the menu. What would you like? And that doesn't flow for you. You feel this glitch because you're coming from that old way of approaching sales, which of course isn't salesy by any means. It's just like, okay, here's what there I have to offer. Do you want it? But here's how you can shift that. As they're talking about what's going on for them in their business and what the frustrations and challenges are and the things that they're up against, you know, in your mind, you're like, okay, I solved that. I know how to fix that. I know what goes on there. I know what's causing that. And, you know, you're really zeroing in on these specific things that are causing the frustrations, no doubt. And so here's how you shift your mindset. As you roll into the offer, it's more seamless in just talking about, well, when you're talking about your employees or your accounts payable or the back end or the supplies or the supply chain or this or that, or whatever the problems are that they've brought to the surface, the approach that I have to fix that and really streamline that is one that includes da 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 da. And when we, you know, when we're able to, you know, lay this out and do this and blah, 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 then you're able to do that. And so it's more seamless instead of, okay, great. That's been a nice part of the conversation. Now here's what I offer. So do you hear how that's different?
I do.
Continuing the conversation seamlessly right into, without it being too early. You can even repeat back after they're done and say, okay, well, so what I've heard, let me just go back through this and make sure I understand. So the biggest da 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 da, you know, and you kind of recap them. They say, well, the way that we can solve this is, now what this is causing, it's like a domino effect. And da, da, and you can just more pull this into just an extension of the original part of the conversation where it just continues as a conversation instead of transitioning to, okay, well, here's a menu. What would you like?
Right. I really like that because you're right. And, you know, I'm a conversationalist. I love having the conversation and I like how you just kind of incorporated that as part of it. So
yeah,
I love that tactic and I'm going to have to practice that so I can try it next time.
Good. Yes. I think that will really make a shift for you and I would love to hear how that goes. So be sure to let me know.
I will. Thank you for that. I appreciate you sharing that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we know what the impact of the pandemic has been on you. It really was the catalyst for you starting this work. But I'm curious, what has been the impact of the pandemic on other businesses that has allowed you to really tap into your zone of genius and provide them with that clarity? Can you just talk a little bit more about how this opportunity really unfolded, not only in you jumping into business for yourself, but how you were able to really step in and help businesses, for lack of a better word, pivot or reassess or regroup?
You know, it's been really interesting because, you know, like I said, I jumped in because I was witnessing what was happening to the businesses and I wanted to provide them hope and give them solutions. So I made it a formal process and made it an official business. But what has been extremely eye-opening and something I wasn't expecting to come out of this is the businesses that I'm working with are in massive growth mode. Mm. The pandemic has caused them to be busier than ever. Mm-hmm. And so with that, they are feeling overwhelmed. They're feeling consumed. They can't figure out how to get out of the four walls, you know, of their business. And so that's where I'm able to meet them and really kind of help them figure out their day-to-day operations. And of course, you know, we all know hiring right now has been a struggle for a lot of businesses. So I've been offering them some creative solutions to find team members and then just, you know, figuring out how to streamline their internal processes. Mm-hmm. I never expected that when I jumped in and started this business with the COVID. I figured I'd be helping businesses survive, but I'm really helping them thrive. And that's been really exciting for me.
Interesting. Yeah, that does make a lot of sense, because when that big growth surge happens and you don't have the system in place, boy, that's when the, you know, things start becoming really stressful for the business owner or their team or things like that. So yeah, that makes perfect sense. Totally.
Well, it really does. And you know, what happens is these business owners start making quick decisions. And even though revenue is good, when you start making quick decisions, you can affect your bottom line and affect your profit. So that's where I come in and help them make strategic decisions and not just decisions on the fly, because they're so busy, they don't have time to do anything else, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. And they're still of that same mentality or mindset or knowledge that got them, you know, that they were when their business was much smaller. And then because of the pandemic, you know, and the surge of need for whatever business line they're in, that's what caused the growth. It's not like they strategically grew. It was a sudden growth. And so it stands to reason they don't have maybe the knowledge or mindset to handle that bigger business. So I would imagine that's a way that you also help them. So, well, how do you work with those brick and mortar business owners who do want to finally take their business to that next exciting level without it consuming them? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
Absolutely. I love working one-on-one. So I work one-on-one with business owners. I feel like each business has their own personality, their own peaks and valleys. We go through and do kind of an analysis of their business. Kind of, I like to meet them where they're at. And then I really focus on what I call are the six pillars to build a better business, but it's going to be customizable. It's going to be customizable for each business owner, depending on what they're dealing with. Mm-hmm. And we meet monthly. There's 6-month programs. We meet monthly a few times a month, because I really feel like a lot of the reason you bring someone in to help you with your find solutions for your problems is the accountability of it.
Right. Yes.
So yeah. I like to have those.
They're super busy. And so it's easy to just not do right. It different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll meet a few times throughout the month virtually and, you know, just have those touch points so they know I'm there. They can run things by me at any time. And then I keep moving them along to meet their goals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Sounds like a really robust, comprehensive approach, but yet completely customized based on where the business owner is at and what type of business they have.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
I would love to invite them to my website, which is nextwavebusinesscoaching.com. Okay. And on there, I have a really quick and easy, it's called a business assessment quiz. It's a short little quiz that you can take as a business owner, and it might help you shed some light on areas you might like to improve in your business. Mm-hmm. So I invite you to take that quiz. And then also every Thursday, I go on my Facebook and share a 10-minute video. I do just kind of a short teaching on some type of strategy or tip to help you continue to build a better business. And you can find those videos at my Facebook page, which is Next Wave with Jen.
Okay, Next Wave with Jen for the Facebook page. And then your website is nextwavebusinesscoach.com.
Coaching.com.
Nextwavebusinesscoaching.com. Mm-hmm. And so that sounds like a really great quiz that you've got on there, a business assessment quiz where they can really learn, probably illuminates where some gaps are in terms of, you know, some areas that might need some additional attention to really help take their business to that, you know, next level. And then you also do, a session every Thursday, a 10-minute session where you're actually sharing a tip or a technique?
I do. Yes. I use that time to, I'll create a video. Sometimes it'll be Facebook Live. Sometimes it'll be a pre-recorded video. And I just like to, you know, shed some light on different problems that come up for business owners. So I just give them some strategies and tips just to keep moving forward and keep skilling up and, you know, things to think about in as you're growing your business.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, I love that. That is really generous of you to be offering all these things for people to really, you know, move the needle and take their businesses to that next level. So that Facebook page is Next Wave with Jen, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And nextwavebusinesscoaching.com is your website, and look for that business assessment quiz, and then sign up for the Thursday 10-minute video session to learn some new strategies. So yeah, fantastic. I love all that you're doing.
Thank you.
Yeah. And, you know, Jen, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here during our conversation, but if I could tap on you one last time, and I think this question is pretty much just written for you in looking at your own experience in building your businesses, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have even started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
You know, first of all, it's completely normal. You know, we all have our peaks and valleys and, you know, the fun times of our business, but then we also have those frustrating times. So I always tell people, don't feel like you're a failure because you're frustrated. That is completely normal. And, you know, I really just say, go back to your why. Even if you have to sit and reflect and write it down, you know, go back to remember that passion of why you started your business in the first place. And then I would encourage you to think about what is causing the frustration. You know, see if you can name it, you know, and that will just take a little bit of time of self-reflection. Mm-hmm. But then I always say too, don't sit there too long, you know, set some mini daily goals for yourself. And I love that quote that doubt can be only be removed by action. Mm-hmm. So get back into action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. I love that. Doubt can only be removed by action. And also your sound advice to, you know, review, reflect, and really identify what's causing the frustration, but don't stay there.
Right.
don't form a pity party or live into that, because just using that as a springboard then to just get into action after that clarity. So no, that makes a lot of sense. Well, thank you for sharing that. Definitely sound advice. And, you know, Jen, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your early career within the corporate world, where you realized that treadmill type rat race process of approaching life just wasn't working. It's not, you know, your idea of how to raise a family, how to really be. And so you jumped out, you know, spread your wings, took the courage to go into business for yourself. And 22 years later, successful business ownership, a variety of different ones, attempting to enjoy retirement, semi-retirement, and then the pandemic hit and it sent just this tsunami wave through other businesses. And you realized, hey, I have a lot of expertise here that can really help these people stabilize, grow, you know, put the anchor down, whatever they need, pivot, like we say, but we don't want to overuse that word. But, and obviously now, you know, with this important work you're doing as a business coach, helping business owners create that strong and stable, brick and mortar business that can really handle any unplanned circumstance and provide profitable opportunities for years to come. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you, Wendy, for having me. And I also appreciate your sales tips. You know, that's really powerful tips and something that I can use as I'm reinventing myself in my Encore business career here.
Oh, good. Yes, it was definitely my pleasure. And again, for all our listeners, you can reach Jen Koch in a variety of different ways through her website, nextwavebusinesscoaching.com. Look for that business assessment quiz. Sounds like there's some real insight that you'll gain through that. Of course, tune in every Thursday. She offers that 10-minute strategy, you know, where she talks about business strategies to solve problems. Obviously, a wealth of information there. And then join her on her Facebook. Is that a group, Jen? The Facebook?
No, it is not a group. It's okay. Just a Facebook business page.
Yeah, go to her business page. That's Next Wave with Jen. So follow her on Facebook. And I'm sure that she's also sharing a lot of great content there. So, all right. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've established all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Jen Koch. And as always, here's to your success.